Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City and Hood Environment Radio. If I sound like I'm like really relaxed and in a good mood, I am. And that's only because like an hour ago, I was feeling a little horny, went in the closet, pulled out my fab cot, went in the shower, and oh my God, Vicky, look at her butt. Choo-choo, I let out. Oh, my God, I let out some good-ass frustration. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so good. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, boo.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good now.
Lord.
You know what?
I'm not going to fake the funk. I was horny all day at work today. Like, real talk, I couldn't even focus.
You know, it's Freaky Frisky Friday, fucking Friday, fuck me Friday. I mean, shit. We all need to be horny, and then we all need to relieve some stress. Like, yes. But you know what? I'm tired of playing with toys. I would like some real dick in my life. That's what I'm aiming for. I want some real dick in my life.
I
think it could happen.
I mean, yeah, of course.
But I'm picky. I mean, I did a blast.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I did a blast on BBM, and it's like, you know, I'm looking for a male co-host so we can have some male balance, you know what I mean? Something that someone that has a good personality, someone that's open-minded, and I would like them to be attractive. I mean, we're not ugly, so why should we settle for an ugly co-host? You know what I mean? So, you know, if I have to discriminate against that, yes, I'm not saying he has to have a big dick. All I'm saying is I would just like for him to be able to roll with the big dogs, roll with the punches, and handle his business, you know? And
yeah, I mean, it would be a lot easier for him if he did have a big one because we'd probably talk about him if he didn't, but, you know.
I mean, shit, we would talk about him if he did. Ooh. Damn. Because, you know, big dicks are hard to come by.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say that I've had too much of a problem.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been blessed. Me, I've come across some nice ones. I've come across some all right ones.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've come across some motherfuckers that just need to go pray to God and ask him why. Like that. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know? So, I see Big Tone is on the air, and he's wanting to get in. So, what I'm going to do is, because people be like, okay, where is the music? We're going to go ahead and get some of our music out the way, then we're going to come back, and then we're going to do some things. Now, Tuesday, Chocolate Love Volume 2, the mixtape, dropped. And I have to tell you guys, like, you're really going to have to listen to it from start to finish because it has some surprises in there. I can't really tell you what it is, but all I know is it's got some good music, and on top of the good music, it got some good shit up in there. So, lately, as in yesterday, I have been listening to a lot of this artist, and it's only because I really didn't have a choice, because I was driving my son's car, and with me driving his car, it was in the CD deck, and it's just, like, I ain't gonna front, I like his music, and he got some nice little cuts on it, so we're gonna get into our little music segment, and then we're gonna come back, talk, turn it up, pick a topic, and boom, we're going to let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell that mean? Oh, I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Middle finger up to my comma digit. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene, got my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the pussy like a new song. Two chain, but I got me a few Everything hot, skip lukewarm. Say I try to bust it open, I'm a new song. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my trigger happy. But the stripper happy, but they wish they had me. And I wish a nigga wore like a kitchen cat. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I fucked it so good, it's a bad habit. Treat sick, then you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number and a bad addict. You ain't going nowhere like a bad nappy. Ass so big, I told her, look back at it.
Whoa.
Look back at it.
Whoa.
Look back at it.
Whoa.
Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic. I am so high, addict. I am so high like a addict.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Middle finger up to my mama, did ya?
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene.
messing. Two chains, got your girl on the telly. And when I get off the telly, I made a bit of the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, and ain't shit you can tell me. Air loan, money loan. Me and broke niggas, we don't get along. Air loan, money loan. Me and broke niggas, we don't get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. They told you $100K for a feature. Down on the bed. Beat it up, then I get some head. Well, I might get some head, then I beat it up. I don't give a fuck, switch it up, nigga, live it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. My valet park, a bridge truck.
What's that on that beat?
Oh. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Middle finger up to my commodity.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing.
Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kind of sure you will admire my tasting before the sun grays you. I'm trying to see how deep you are. Believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I want to see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I want to give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forever. Try to get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need vibing. Tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. Stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. No more talking, baby. Oh, shawty so fine. Pussy so fresh, diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off a feed and went and bought her at Select. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on the X. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots of Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? No, it's easy to get caught up in the moment. You say it cause you're mad and you take it all back. And we fuck all night till things get right. And we fuck all night till things get right.
Ah, shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow. I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile, and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Con spots and catch a flick. Baby, listen. This position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got style. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? No, it's easy to get caught up in the moment. You say it cause you're mad, and you take it all back. And we fuck all night, so things get right. We fuck all night till things get right.
Something about her probably can't live without her. Roll up the sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate. And I won't ever rest, we meet at the peak of your
your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work perfect, I can't employ you. Designer should spoil you. Rug you down with the oil to get on a higher tree. You're gonna have to climb a sequoia or left. Showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently get you all. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deep, deep involved. I sweet as you, let me see some proof. Fuck making pussy talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight, we don't need no room. Right now I'm trying to eat, and we don't need a spoon.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? No, it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, and you take it all back. And we fuck all night till things get right.
Can we talk all night so things get right? What's up, homie Michael Montana? Enough noise, what's up? KK up the city, rocking with us. East side, west side.
Northside, Southside. I'm on it slow, end up on that bed. You're rubbing through my head, while I'm between your legs. I'm here from the front, back, side, side. Girl, I am.
Her shoes matching her bag, her nail matching her feet. Her shout is so unique. She's rubbing on my back, I'm rubbing on her thigh. Her tongue off of my ear, I'ma take you up the first year. I real like that freak shit, but tonight I might just real. Cut the radio off, I'm bugging that Johnny Kill. She said, Michael, you nasty. I said, no, I'm just real. She started playing her role, this shit just got too real. My dress, fell off in her legs. She slowed me down, then sat me down, and started giving me head. Now personally, I don't know this bitch, but I'm digging out of her way. She's 5'2" and I'm 6'4", on my knee.
I'm shot on it slow, end up on that bed. You're rubbing through my head, while I'm all between your legs. I'm here from the front, back, side, side. Girl, I
bad bitch, I'm pursuing. She and Paul, but her ass be moving. Too turned up and I can't stop moving. One look at and she can't stop looking. Girl got swag, but she ain't selling cookies. Dancing on the pole and she playing with that pussy. Don't shoot me down, baby, but I'm not cute. So she showed him off of that pole. They told me something I should know. The music loud, she was talking low. I couldn't understand this hoes. So I told Charlie, go change clothes and meet me back right here. Don't say a word, say great bad. So we can just so real. She said bad and I said cool. Later on, we was at the don't drink lean when she smoke loud, so we burn down the whole hell. See, you the type I might take home and let you spend the night. But I don't know yet, this our first date, let me think about it. I used to be in the whip from 75, trying to figure out some more. She said, hey, and I said, what? She gon' ask you what we gon' do. Come lay your head on my lap and loose on your back, but don't do it. She said, bitch, she got loose, blew the top off of that.
She start off on it slow, end up on that bed, running through my head.
Okay, first of all, this week was really important
to the state of North Carolina. And the reason why I say that is because the Democratic National Convention was here in Charlotte, which is an hour and a half away from me. No, I was not able to make it because I had to work and I had school. Because one of my friends called me and asked me, like, oh, I thought you would have been here fucking with the politicians. Right. That's all I need for the Democratic to be on stage saying Chuck Mommy Hay game really is a hit felony. You know what I'm saying? That's so So, shouts out to Obama. Shouts out.
I wore my Obama shirt to work today. So,
I gotta get one. I gotta get a lot of shit. But I mean,
I have this shirt since 08, girl.
Honey, the shirts that I got, I don't think I could wear out. I mean, I could wear them out in public, but people gonna feel a certain kind of way because you know my shit says I fuck on the first night. So, you know, if I'm sitting beside somebody, grandpa, and I say I fuck on the first night, and I'm stroking his head, the one on his shoulders, you know.
You know what?
You know, I think, you know what, that would be good, to molest somebody's grandfather.
To, wait, what did you just say?
I think it would be nice to molest somebody's grandfather, because think about it. Grandparents, they're not all like, you know, what we, the norm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went like my grandfather before he passed. He was like 92, 93. I'm not saying somebody like that. You feel me? But you know, somebody in their 40s and 50s, because a lot of people had kids young. I'm a grandma.
Yeah, that's true.
So me molesting somebody's granddad that might be like a few years older than me, that's good. That's real good.
Well, okay, but for me, that would be just downright disgusting.
Girl, bye.
I'm 22. Could you see me doing it to a 40-something-year-old man?
Fuck yes!
Mm-mm, I can't. My mom just turned 41.
Girl,
no.
Don't not know 40-year-old. 40.
I'm not, but I'm just saying that's weird to me.
Girl,
I don't knock it, but I'm not about to be messing around with somebody older than my mama.
Girl, please. I'll knock down somebody my son's age. What are you talking about? I don't discriminate.
But that's different. You knock somebody younger.
I mean, I would.
Okay, or think about it. That's me being 22. Could I go mess with a 16-year-old?
Oh, no. You know, you can't drop down past 21. But I'm just saying. I would knock down somebody my dad's age if he looked young as hell and he knew how to handle everything. Speaking of, how about today, when I get off work, it's like a little shopping center near my job, and I walk, right? I'm walking because I need to go to this this little store that sells cute underwear and stuff, right?
Right.
So, how about this dude, this older dude now with Obama? And I know he team Obama because he had the bumper stick in his car or whatever, right? He's driving past me. He was like, yo, what's up, sweetie? You think you can handle me? I'm like, excuse you?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Exactly. I mean, he was cute. He was mixed with something and he was older. And I'm looking at him like, nigga, do you really know who the fuck I am? I will fucking take your car, your 401, and get a fucking, what's that, advance on your social security. Like,
girl, I'm not going to play with you.
I'm like, really? Okay, now, we're going to get into some serious-ass girl talk, you know.
Okay.
Men listening, and, you know, men, please feel free to call in or chime in and answer this question. Now, what happens when you are a young woman, we're going to say about 24, 25, and you haven't experienced an orgasm, right?
Yeah.
And you're involved in a serious relationship. You've been involved in a relationship with this person for about 3, 4, 5 years, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking to him like, okay, you need to help me come. I'm like, how does somebody deal with a situation like that? Because it's not the man's job
to, like, make you do that. If you haven't done it in all these and you've been fucking a lot of different other people before you got in
right.
any relationship, then isn't that something, like, you need to sit back and reflect on what you've done in your life? Or maybe you need to go get some toys and experiment and find that spot that works for you. And then you can tell your mate where that spot is. Because if he's been fucking you all these years and you haven't reached that yet, I think it's the man's fault.
I mean, okay, let me give y'all some statistics. Only 2 out of 3 women can reach orgasm. 1 out of those 2 women reach orgasm after the age of 40. Okay? So with that being said, a lot of women don't have orgasms. Like, a lot of women don't. And for the longest time, like, the only way I could orgasm was when I was getting ate out. And I feel like it's not really that they wasn't hitting it, you know, like they wasn't murdering it because it was good, you know. But it's just, I don't know, maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe it's just, I don't really know. Like, I feel like, yeah, like you said, it's not up to the dude because, I mean, if you can't, you just can't. But I don't know. Like, that's a really hard question. I really don't know how to answer that.
I mean, it's kind of, it's hard to answer. For the simple,
it really is.
For the simple fact that, it's like, you know, I always say, like, you know, dudes need to put in work, this, that, and the third. But, like, when it comes down to it, in a situation like that, you can't even say that the man comes up short because it's like
right.
she's fighting a losing battle because if she doesn't know her body well enough to get her where she's at, you know,
yeah.
because me, I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 18, and my boyfriend had to tell me what it was because back in the day when I would be fucking, I would get the feelings like, I couldn't get enough, and I'm like, stop, like, and that was the beginning of my orgasm. I never knew that until that motherfucker was like, no, I'm not going to stop. You're about to come, and boom, I came, and
yeah.
wow. And then
see,
I just went through so many different mental things, like, I can only come with a dude being on top. Then I could come on, like, with me riding. Like, I can't really come from somebody hitting it from the back. I don't want to come like that because that's not a good feeling because, you know, your cum protects you. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I like getting on top, riding, and, you know, I like the little missionary. I like all different kinds of positions, but when it's time for me
right.
to start playing with you and it's time for me to do what I need to do, I'm going to ride you, I'm going to hold your shoulders, and I'm going to fuck the hell out of you, and I'm going to nut all on your dick, and then pray that I still like you after I come.
Okay, so see, for me, it was different, okay? I started having sex at 14, and I squirted before I ever had an orgasm. It's not the same. Squirting and orgasming is not the same. Okay. And it was weird for me because, I mean, I never really even cared to watch flicks or nothing like that. So, I mean, squirting wasn't a big deal back then. So I really didn't know what was happening. Like, we were both just like, what the heck? Because, like, you know, I told you the first time I came on the show, it's like more than a cup full. Go to McDonald's and get one of those big old dollar cups, and that's how much it can fill up. So it's not just like a little, you know, it's like a lot to where you have to mop up. So, like, you know, this is probably my 4th time ever having sex. So, you know, like, I'm riding him and everything, and I stop, and I'm like, you know, babe, it feels like I have to pee. And he was like, what? He's like, well, I heard you can't pee during sex, so don't worry about it. It's supposed to feel like that. I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm just, you know, still riding, whatever, whatever, whatever. And the next thing I know, like, he's like, dang, I feel a bunch of pressure on my dick. You're coming. And then, like, I'm like, this is weird. So I stand up, and it just, like, he's just like, our shoes out, and we're both like, what the heck just happened? So it was really awkward for us at that time, but now, you know, dudes love that stuff. And now, I mean, it's like, okay, make me squirt. You know, like, make me come, make me squirt. That's really what I want. Like, I can tell my dude that, because that's what I look for. I feel like, okay, sex is cool, but what's the point if you don't get an orgasm out of it? I mean, that would suck. Wouldn't it? Somebody just going and going and going and not really reaching orgasm?
I mean, yeah, actually it would. And, you know, we're going to bring Jazzy in because I see she got her hand up. But for me...
More like her legs. No, I'm just kidding.
But for me, you know, I experienced that with Angel, you know?
Right, right.
And what's crazy is somebody, because people are nosy as fuck when they use your phone, right? Somebody had to use my phone, and they saw the video, right?
What?
Yeah, they saw the squirting video. And then on top of that, they fucked around there and felt a certain kind of way, right? Meaning, you know, they wanted to make
you squirt.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guess what? It didn't happen. And it's like I felt bad because he really was trying to make a bitch come. But
yeah,
it's like some people got it, some people
don't. And some people don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a reflection of you, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, for me, I would like to experience that again. But it's like, I don't like to feel like I'm making a dude feel like
like he's not doing enough or...
Nah, that I just, like, that was one of our problems. Because I just... I just wanted his dick, and I just wanted the sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's like, and he felt kind of bad. He got into his feelings. You know what I'm saying? So, it was like a whole reversal. I was thinking he was my bitch. You know what I mean?
You just being honest.
Yeah. So, you know.
Even Kayson say, yeah.
Picking up the phone. Calling him and being like, hey, let me come through. But that's bad because at the end of the day, this man has feelings and I shouldn't use him as an object because that's not what he is. But there are times when I don't give a fuck. I want what I want. And if I want you to be an object and I just want your dick to be there, then you
right.
conform and give me what the fuck I want. Because at the end of the day, you're getting some good pussy. I might suck your dick. I mean, and you're getting some good head if I'm giving that to you. So why wouldn't you want to give me what I want? Like, don't put it out there. And you
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, to me... Him making me come was like Jesus parting the Red Sea. I mean, like Moses parting the Red Sea. <It's> like, it ain't never been done before. So, it's like, at the end of the day, I mean, that's what I be feeling like. Because it's like, okay, I know I'm capable of that. He did that. So, nigga, if you know that you was the first person that did that, then you should keep doing it. You shouldn't just do it and stop because you got emotionally attached and
yeah.
I treated you like the black, like the fab cop that's in my closet. I stayed overnight. You got to hold me. We woke up and went to McDonald's the next morning. I mean, we interacted. I mean, I came to your job and I looked real cute for you and people seen you with a fly bitch. So, you know, I don't know. These day and age, I don't know. I think men need to stop acting all sensitive and shit. Hi, Jazzy. How are you, mama?
I'm so agreeing with you right now. Don't be so damn sensitive. Just take the pussy and make it do what it do, and then we'll talk about it later. Let's keep later.
You know
maybe.
What? Yeah, you know what? In all fairness and honesty, I have to do my dedication to pussy, and men that I fuck don't get sensitive. Just lay there and take that, take that, take that.
I'm in agreement. Like, the first time that I had an orgasm, it was something so amazing. It was something so amazing. And then the first time that I squirted, I was like, I don't know about you, but I was exhausted. Like, that took every last little bit of life I had in me.
It does.
I wouldn't know anymore.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know. But, I think I'm different than you guys. Because, like, things that make – I come often. But coming and having an orgasm are – like you said, Delilah, they're totally different things, you know? They're such a difference. So I come often, and it's no particular position that makes me come. I just get real excited about getting it, and I might come in my panties. It's just one of those things, but actually having an orgasm or actually squirting is like...
Really? Okay, so
like
to you coming...
on the tool belt.
So to you, coming in orgasm and it's two different things?
I think it is because there's coming and then there's like, I can't. Like, you can come and, well, at least for me anyway, I can come and not even know that I'm really coming. Like, he'll know, you know, but I won't know because it's just like the natural rhythm of things to me, right? So it's like it feels good and I know everything is right. But
like, cool.
When I have an orgasm, I know. My legs aren't shaking, my body don't move, my whole everything shuts down. Like, I know when I'm about to have an orgasm or when I'm orgasming. And then, like I said, you know, squirting, that just takes so much out of you. Like, obviously,
yeah,
it gets so wet with squirting that there's,
yeah,
I mean, everybody
I
knows
hate it sometimes.
Squirt, you know?
I hate it sometimes because it's like, you know, we could be in a bed doing it or whatever, and then, like, as soon as I feel like I have to squirt or something, like, we have to go into the bathroom just so it could be, like, an easy mop-up, you know, because I hate wet sheets.
Damn.
Well, when you squirt, it's like your night is over. Like, that's the last fuck you're going to get for the night. Because A, it just drains your body. B, like you said, like, there's no such thing as squirting a little bit. So it's like when you squirt, everything gets wet. So,
yeah.
You can't, like, lay on that, you know? Because you, like, really
soaking
bed sheets. So.
Yeah. And, like, like when Chuck asked if he would drink my squirt, I was just like, I wouldn't ask anybody to do that because it's so much.
That's like,
I didn't know that you squirted a kiddie pool. I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying?
No, but usually squirters squirt like a lot. Like there's no, it's like a spray, you know. So it's not like a
No, it's more
like
somebody
like
threw
like
a cup of water on you.
Like a
busting, you know,
a water balloon.
Huh?
Like busting a water balloon.
No, I would more say like running a huge faucet for me. Like, you know, like when you run that water in your backyard and then it just like starts spraying out because, you know, like it's like that.
So I don't know. Mine is like a... It's like a spray. Like, it is just...
It's like a...
So,
it's like an ocean spray.
Yeah, it's just like... It's a spray. And it's like... I'm tired. By the time it's like a sprinkler system. Like, by the time it get done, I'm tired. Like, I just want to lay right here. Give me 5 minutes. I'm like the nigga. Like, give me 5 minutes. I'll be ready. 5 minutes. And then when my 5 minutes come, I'll be like, I'm tired. I ain't got nothing left. You just going to have to, let's just do it another day.
Yeah, like my energy levels are horrible. So after I squirt, I make sure I got Jolly Ranchers or something on the side of the bed that's going to give me some energy, a big Gatorade, something.
Well, you're a good girl. I'll be like, try again. You shouldn't have did it so well the first time.
After that, don't touch me. After that, you know, don't touch me. I mean, you know, I could finish you off or whatever, but there's nothing else. There's nothing else going inside of me after that. It's just too wet and it's just too slippery.
Well, I think we need to get a squirting expert. I'm sure she probably has some nasty ass listeners that would love to make her pussy
man,
squirt.
Just find me a dick with a crook in it.
With a what?
I need a hook.
Girl, that is all I...
I need a hook.
First of all, the first time I ever got on a hook, I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute. I feel like you set me up for failure because if I get on this thing, I feel like it's going to, like,
hook you for real.
Like, I was like, how do I hook around... That.
Yeah,
okay.
Girl, me too. If you could have seen my pelvis, I was like, okay, so how do I, like, okay, go over the hump.
Right.
Go over the hump.
Like, oh, okay, that's what it's supposed to be like. Okay.
Well,
yes, but them hooks are... Them curves are amazing because, like, if he's hitting from the back and, you know, you're trying to get away from it, it just hooks you and be like, ah, you ain't going nowhere.
All I know is I got some things that's going to be happening soon. You know, you girls will be happy. Y'all will be like, where is Scott? Like, for real, where is Scott? You know, y'all just going to be like, oh, shit. No, she didn't. Oh, my God. She's crazy. I can't believe she just did people like that. I am going to, I'm going on a sex tour.
On a who tour?
Going on a sex tour.
Okay.
That means I'm coming to a city near you looking for dick. Nah, I'm just playing.
I'm like, okay, that's great.
I was like,
Ah, Big Tone in the building. Hi, Tone.
Ladies, good night. How y'all doing?
Hey,
good day, son.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm mad
nothing
at my...
Nothing besides trying to find y'all a hook.
No, I got my hook.
I mean, they got their
hook. What you trying to find, Tone?
What I'm trying to find?
Yeah, what you out looking for?
What I'm out looking for? Well, let's just say they already left, so I'm good for the night.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Came through, got me going real good before they went out to do big things.
Now, did that have a hook,
good.
Tom?
Huh?
Nothing, I'm just joking. I'm messing with you, Tom.
Oh, all right. Nah, I'll be looking. I'll be just chilling. Whatever comes my way, no more. There you go.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Tom?
I said, there you go.
I just said, It was just I don't know. He didn't mean nothing. I see
Chocolate went over there talking about she busting nuts tonight and all that. Had a little pregame and shit.
Oh, hey. You know, hey.
I do, right?
Yes, I had to. It was either that or come on the show and cuss all y'all motherfuckers out.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes...
You love me too much. You wouldn't dare.
If I'm backed up...
Wait, I missed it.
Did
you say... Hold on. Did you say backed up?
Yes.
Can a woman be backed up? That's my question. Women say y'all backed up. I know when God say when we say he's backed up, then we ain't busted in, let's say, 3-4 days or whatever. But can a woman be backed up?
Yes, a woman can be.
Like, you gotta come every 3 or 4 days? Like,
I think
my kid,
you know how guys get blue balls? I think it's very possible for a woman to get maybe blue clit, blue lip. Because I was so horny one day, like, I cried, like, I was so horny. It was that bad.
I think you were emotional.
No, it wasn't emotional. It wasn't that. I needed it. Like, I had to have it. Like, it was it was like a frustration.
Like the seven stages of grief. You were going through one of the seven stages of grief. You were grieving. You was getting any dick. That's like the seven stages of grief. You probably went through all the stages. Denial, depression. That was your depression stage when you cried. That was the second stage.
What would make me fall into such a state?
Because you were dick deprived. You were grieving. You was grieving from lack of dick. You were dick deprived.
But I had gotten some
the night before. So you were experiencing the seven stages of grief.
Well, my thing, though, is I think women, when y'all get horny, y'all get more horny than the men.
That's true.
We always get erections. I think the average man must get about 3-4 erections a day.
A day? Damn, that's a lot.
No, I know I do. I know I get about, I know I'm good for at least 2 or 3 erections out of nowhere per day.
Well, you need to start jacking off, Tom. We've already established that.
Yeah,
you need
like
to become
that,
one with yourself.
Hey, listen.
Get to know yourself a little better.
I do know myself. I know myself a lot. I know what gets me going, and I know what turns me on. So, sexy women gets me going. I could be on my way to work on a bus or something. And see a nice, healthy woman come on the bus, and I'm just like, oh, man. So I start fixing my jeans and shit.
That's the fantastic thing about being a woman, is that it's not so obvious to you unless you want it to be. So it's like, I could squeeze my legs together real tight for real and, like, make myself and put myself in my happy place.
I mean, I drip down my legs, so
it. And squeeze my legs together real tight and be like in a good spot.
I just lost yourself while you sitting in that chair with us and shit. You start seeing a bulge and shit. You just be like, uh oh, what's going on over here?
Do my Kegels? Have you ever done Kegels? Like, have come on yourself? I have.
Cool.
Me. Like, I've done Kegels and have come on myself. I'm a comer.
So have you came on yourself, like, in a public area and you just didn't know? Like, tell anybody?
I mean, you know, because you know how women do Kegels, right? So I've come on myself.
The other day, I was in the laundromat, and this girl was writing her list down. I was waiting for my clothes to dry. She waited for her clothes to dry. She was writing, her grocery list. So I saw after the peek and be nosy while she was writing her book. And on her grocery list, she had some of these. She had pads. And she had panty lines. I had to look at that a little twice. I don't know where the candy line is coming at. You got pads.
I mean, a panty line is, you know, that's what females wear to keep their drawers fresh, because sometimes our coochie sweat and we don't want to fuck up our drawers. So, you know.
What? Wait, we wear what?
Some women wear panty liners.
Oh, okay.
Panty liners.
Yeah, panty liners. And it's like, you know, they want to feel fresh because sometimes we sweat and, you know, sometimes.
And not only that, you know, sometimes we have I guess, like, discharge and stuff, or if you get wet throughout the day. I mean, a vagina should always be moist, and I'm sure it always is, so, you know.
Yeah, that's, I heard a lot of women, like, if you attain a woman to always get wet and all that, then I heard that the penny line is good. Because, you know, some women just...
You heard what?
Like, oh. I said some women get more moist than others. Like, if you get wet a lot, if you get wet for, like, no reason, then that's where the penny line is coming.
Then that's
where
the who
come in?
The panty liner. I mean, but that's the thing, like... A woman, like, a vagina is so much different than a penis. Like, you never know what's going to happen with it.
Like, some women don't need panty lines, and some women do, because some women get more moist during the day than other women.
Yeah, it just depends on your diet, really. It really depends on your diet.
Well, men, please be warned. That does not mean that she has good pussy because she wears panty liners. You may want to look at the panty liner and check the color.
You might want to check them draws.
Check the color of this panty liner.
Does she look
now.
Like that girl? Because if she look like that girl off of what was it? off Instagram, and she's sitting around her house with some white draws on in a period thing, then she ain't what that is. You need to get away from that because that means she ain't got no clean draws.
And not only that, but if the panty liner has some, like, colors other than clear, okay, let's put it that way. Cum is
Look,
clear,
let's
right, because you can rub
way.
That in like lotion. So
if she
it's
put
any
on
color
thong,
other than that.
If she put on a thong and it was white, but when she get home it's brown, then you know.
Like, but it's my thing, though, like, you know, you don't always...
She should be wearing Depends instead of panty liner. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Y'all wrong.
Most women I've dealt with, I've never seen a panty liner. One girl I noticed, she had a panty liner on one time, or whatever. You understand? But she said she said it was almost her time, so she wanted to make sure she didn't really get caught out there like that.
Oh,
man.
She should have been wearing the damn maxi pad. That's different,
though. Wait, hold on, wait. Time out, wait, what?
Class, victims on deck ass. I'm in my trizzy bag, so to bring a heft All that cash, they gon' throw it dead. You know it's black. That track sounding like that. Fuck it like it's sex. This is throwaway. It's a different hoe today. Sit up on my lap. What you want for Christmas? Make a wish list. I wish that you could suck my dick for instance. Right now. Don't tell me how it sounds. Just do it. Nike on these bitches. I'm a bad influence. They love the music. I fuck the game hardcore. I fuck the game for sure. I fuck the game like it's Pink Friday. Minaj with the money. Just sit in my way. Alright, okay. Told them I was here to stay. Go on, speculate.
Why don't we just skip right past the cyber sex and get right to the real sex?
He is a bully. Look at him, Chuck. Like,
look
now
at him, right.
Forget all the
things.
He's going to
get on your
like,
show and tell
right.
you what you can't do.
To get the pussy up. You know what? Just forget about all that small talk. Get a pussy up.
Look, pish posh, that's nor here nor there.
You
that's
know what?
Beneath me.
If he can tell me that he'll make Chica squirt after he give her CPR, then I'm all in.
Okay, what? I'll make Chica squirt.
Word? Okay, now I have listeners that's hearing you that, you know, you can't change your mind.
I'm going to hold him accountable. Don't worry.
I'm writing it down. It's 9:30 on the dot.
What we say, Delilah, we have a book. Like, we started making a book and checking it twice, the list and checking it twice. I'll put you on the list.
Santa, we put Santa out of business.
Right.
Santa is standing in the unemployment line.
Oh, my gosh.
We're okay. Like the little L's, right? We have to, like, make sure everything is right. So we're making a list.
Oh, yeah.
You don't make the pussy squirt. We're going to have to document that.
Got it.
Y'all funny as shit.
Now, what's your social?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I can't even fuck with y'all. Okay, I'm
going to
play your song, but I
got to
play
Lila said, what's your social?
I know, right? Straight to, like, fuck that. Now,
that's in case he really murders the pussy and we have to go looking for him. That's all.
You know what?
Just in case. We have to put an APB out because you beat the pussy up so bad.
If he murders the pussy, I'm taking his ass to civil court. I'm going to hit him up for pussy support because he's going to support my pussy for the rest of my life and nobody else will be able to get in it. And this is a money maker.
First 48.
Yeah.
You'd be like, Your Honor, I can't even work anymore because he beat the pussy up too bad. Please do something to him.
Yeah, I need disability. I need pussy disability. So I need that on the... I need that three times a month, you know what I'm saying? Every week and a half, fuck monthly, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to have to go for.
Your Honor, he took my livelihood. He just beat the pussy up too bad. Please, arrest this man.
Yes, I need that. Like, Your Honor, when I go to bed, I have flashbacks, and it's like when he pulled his dick out, it's like my pussy was... on his dick, can you have him give it back to me?
Right, flashback.
I plead the fifth.
Don't give it to me. Give it to me.
You are.
Can't take it anymore.
And he looked like the type of person that'll roll you over on your stomach and have you put your face down and bring your ass up. And he like spread the ass cheek so far that it hurts, but it feels good. And you can just see the thickness. Just
and then you feel it in the morning, and in the morning you're trying to check your shit to make sure it's not bleeding.
Yeah.
Because you be like, let me make sure this motherfucker didn't make me bleed.
Rip you another ass.
I'm not supposed to do. Right.
And then he'll be like, I fuck your shit up. Then this nigga will be like, yo, I got to run to the studio. I'm going to holler at you. Then next thing you know, you hear a motherfucking track about getting your pussy beat up on the radio.
Right. Like, I just beat this pussy up. Boom, boom, boom. Right. Speaking of which, have you ever had dick so good? Like, have you ever had dick so good that, like, after you got up and you was done, you went to the bathroom, you really had to check your shit because it was hurting? Like, you really needed to make sure your shit was still intact. So, you know, when you do that wipe and you, like, let me make sure my shit not bleeding, cause this nigga,
you be
doing that pack cause it's too sore for you to like wipe like you supposed to, so you be trying to like let it drip.
When
down,
I was
like,
pregnant,
sit here.
When I was pregnant and like my baby, you know, like the doctor gave me homework. It was like go home and pretty much do it cause this baby needs to come out. I was so sore. We did it like maybe three times a day.
That means he, I don't know. I just,
Well, I think I'm about to go home and hang out with y'all early because I'm horny. And,
look,
I'm about to go fill this cup that Delilah keeps talking about.
No.
See if I can get him to drink it.
No. Do us a favor.
I'm going to be like, baby, I'm going to give you a straw. Just.
I need to hear my song.
Well, I need to hear Jazzy put two fingers in her pussy before she get off the air.
I could do that. I told you I don't even have to do it. I'm just squeeze my legs real tight, and then I'm going to. I could come. I'm going to come.
I do that in my sleep.
We need to hear that.
Sometimes that happens to me in my sleep.
When you roll over and you're just like, wait, the wind hit me.
I'll be knocked out and I'll be having a freaky dream. And then, like, I wake up and I'll be like, did I just have a wet dream? And my dude be looking at me like, bitch, you better be thinking about me.
Have you ever fell asleep playing with yourself at night? I have. And I'd be ashamed in the morning because I'd be like, did I just really, like, what if I was that lazy with a dude, right? And I was playing, and I was, like, fucking him or, like, playing with him, and I just, like, dozed off in the middle. Like, I've been playing with myself,
yeah.
And I've been like, how you wake up still with your fingers in your pussy? Like, that ain't right. That's not. See? I'm like, ooh, I must have been tired. That was good.
Get wrapped up like a pretzel, wake up scared to the mud.
Like, ooh. I thought it was good outside.
Who's touching me? Oh, I'm touching me.
Right. Like, it's your finger, and your hand be all cramped, right, because you be laying on top of you. You be like, oh, shit, I done rolled over and hurt myself. This is a bunch of bullshit.
Then tweets start playing in the background.
But then your fingers be in there so long that when you take your fingers out, they be soggy, like, when you got out of the shower.
Be a little prune finger.
You be like, these are like the rest of my hand. Let me get it on. I got to get ready for work in the morning. Let me get up and get my shit together. This is a bunch of bullshit.
You need to hear this song she about to play.
I'm trying to.
Then you could go.
I'm trying to find it, but is it called something else?
No, I think it's called I Like That. It's by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, but when I put it up, it's not, other stuff is coming in.
I'm going to ask my sister. This makes me sad. Hold on.
Well, while she's being sad, I need some arson. So here we go.
Yeah, El Blade East Coast Bull, Million Dollar Flow King, the Fireman Draco. This that, motherfucker, the East Coast back shit. I'm ready to get pissed, black on another track. Burgundy tech, that's a soda blood and match. I'm coordinated,
yeah.
Actually orchestrated,
yeah.
Nigga motorhead. They love me but they never say it. That's cool. I'm better when I'm acting like a fool. Coming out and coming for that food.
Listen.
You shopping all night in that kitchen. I be at the back door to scrape up those dishes.
Yeah. See, I ain't really too big on stick-up kids, but I got a clip up fill your chest like the hiccup did. Tear your liver up quicker than liquor ever did. They found his teeth on the ground, they thought it was peppermint. Hellboy, Elroy, and El Black. I'm a boss, you can tell I brought myself back. My nigga did 10 with a cup of water, can hell that. Ain't spill a drip, y'all niggas full of shit. Niggas turn snitch and only got a bullet bid. Night back in the street catching a bullet quick.
Some things are better unsaid. You better not censor my shit, sensitive little bitch. I'm grimy, rewind me. Murder at the low speed of 90. Some federal boys that got behind me. I beg bigger twigs than they can shot me. I shoot first and showtime. Watch me disappear. Magician trick. I pulled this a billion times on the district.
Ayo, L, they ain't even in our district. They fuck with that cause they can't fuck with this shit. Niggas know I'm like a bear right there. Motherfuckers hate to hear, but they listening. New Pulse engine, sound like it's whistling. My Jesus peace got me feeling like a Christian. Cause it's Christian Dior, my bitch gifting. My money well earned, when were these motherfuckers?
motherfuckers learn that.
Fire on your ass, let it burn.
Yeah.
Engine need a blaze, it's like motherfuckers 6 million ways. Choose what? You gon' die anyway.
Yeah.
I'd rather see the flames drying tears off his face.
Yeah.
You oughta know by now, ain't letting go my ground. This for them niggas spitting flames, no label round. This for them niggas locked down, waiting to touch down.
It came around.
You ain't gotta wait, you get a plate now.
Yeah.
Straight pound,
yeah.
Face down. The crazy
yeah.
foe coming, sorry for the wait now.
Yeah.
Drag him to the roof, he started acting gay now. Maybe he'll kiss his ass goodbye on the way down. Bullets like the circus, it play around.
Yeah.
Play the clown,
yeah.
and you'll play the ground.
Yeah.
Instead of a rectangle grave, a nigga made it round.
Yeah.
So I can pack it full of niggas, now who hating now?
Crack.
Arson, they blaze that song like I'ma do L Black. I'ma
It's by K Dot. K D O T. I like that. It's the same person. He just goes by a different name.
How old is this song? Cause I see one, but it says 2 years.
I really don't know. But type in K Dot.
I did. And.
Well then. That should be
have, it. It doesn't have that the name of that song though.
I'm mad.
Don't be sad. Be glad. Get some dick.
No, I'm
always
pissed the hell
happy.
Off. I'm pissed off.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
I mean, well,
dick always makes me happy. Smile.
It'll be okay.
No, because that song was gonna get my night going.
Okay, well,
I'm going to need you to just get yourself together.
I'm going to need y'all to stop telling me what you need me to do.
I need you to get it together. Okay.
Here.
I bet you if you get some dick, you won't be this cranky.
I'm trying to get some dick. That's why I'm trying to play that song, because I like that song to give me dick, too.
Okay, well, you know what, Dahlia? Here go a song that will help you when your man get home.
I doubt it.
I don't. You gonna remember this.
Well, damn it, then take the pussy to him then. Don't wait till he gets home. Just go ahead and take the pussy to him. Just meet him right
girl,
in the parking lot.
No, I'm not getting bit by no more mosquitoes. It ain't that serious.
It's okay. Take
well,
him to the team.
Here comes the song for you, little mama. And you gonna remember this person right here, then you're gonna start laughing.
Okay. This better not be what I think it is.
I knew she would be coming. Didn't think that I would be close. Button in your top button. Now I'm gonna remove your clothes. I knew she'd be fair. The wet is dripping down your neck. All over my sheets, yeah. Just let it flow. Shorty, cause you never had dick like this. Cause the last week you didn't get it in like this. Gonna work that body till you call it quits. I'll put your ass to sleep. No need to be, no pillow talking. Tomorrow you're gonna have a hard time walking. Cause we gon' go a few rounds. You won't be thinking about no rest around. When I get inside, I can feel you squeezing tight. I'ma go deep till I hit that wall. I'ma put it in when I have it all tonight. Ooh. Shorty, cause you never had dick like this. Oh, she never. Last nigga didn't get it in like this. She didn't do this. Gonna work that body till you call it quits. I'm gonna work it. I'ma put your ass to sleep.
So, baby.
Can't get my hands, I was young. So I'm just gonna hold ya. So naked, girl, you're free. Let her bend in the freak. I wanna get to know her. Yeah, come in and come in again. No longer can we say we just friends. Cause when we hit the club, we turn into lovers. To the end. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sweetie, she never had a chick like this.
Oh, she never.
Last nigga didn't get it in like this.
Gotta work his body.
I'm gonna hold that body till you call it quits.
Call it quits.
I'ma put your ass to sleep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanna do something. Wanna do something.
dedicate that song to you. You make me want to do something. Not something, but something.
What is your email? ChocolateCityRadio.com?
No. ChocolateCity2010@gmail.com.
All right, thanks.
Damn, Tom, what happened? Your girl came in and caught you with your dick out listening to us, and then she smacked you upside the head, and you had to drop the phone?
Nah, not even. I had a bad connection, and I had to cut back off, and I tried to get back on, and I don't know what
was
going on.
That's New York shit. I swear, dudes from up top got so much fucking game with them. Ugh.
Why gotta be always game? Why can't you be that's what it was, though?
Because Northerners are full of shit. That's why it takes women from the South to come to Philly and New York and fuck y'all in your right mind.
Oh, is that what it is? About Southern women are more stable with it, more strong-minded than New York women, is what you're saying?
Yes, most definitely.
Mm.
Matter of fact, okay, let me see.
I sent it.
Have you ever messed with a girl from the South before?
Yeah.
And the mindset is way different than a chick from up top, right?
Well, yeah, the mindset is totally different, but the way of living is totally different, too. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, to say like this, it's not a knock on nobody in order to say, it's nothing like a New York City girl. You understand what I'm saying? But don't get it twisted. Down south women, y'all live a certain way that northern women could really copy. You understand what I'm saying? If you could deal with a New York woman, you could pretty much deal with anyone. Just about every girl, every woman up here has an attitude with her. So it's a certain attitude, not in a bad way, but it's a certain attitude that not too many men could deal with. Where down south women or women across the country are a little bit more easier to deal with.
Women in general. Most of my
New York friends tell me that they rather be with a woman from out the area, like down south, because they are like on something different. And I mean, me personally, I am more attracted to a guy that's from, I can't really say VA, but I'll say from Maryland on up, I'm very attracted to northern men because their way of, their mind state is totally different. Their way of thinking is totally different. And when I'm in my hustle mind state, it's like they can deal with that and they don't sit there and be on some pussy pop shit. You know what I'm saying? They be like, they with me. And then it's like that, the attitude, the swag, the way they carry themselves, from the accent to just like so many different things, you know, from the bedroom game to how they get their money. And it's just like, it's just so many different factors.
Most women out of town are more family oriented. Women out of town are more family oriented. In New York City, there's so much going on that people, unless your mind is focused that way, ain't nobody trying to be tied down, especially in the summertime. You'll see in November, come November and December, you start seeing them all be talking about, oh, wish I was cuffing, wish I could be under somebody right now, da 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 da. But when the calendar turns May, June, oh, I'm single, I'm free, I don't need nobody. Yeah, you say that now because you got barbecues to go to. But when that shit gets cold, ain't nobody outside.
Well, guess what? When I come to New York in October, it ain't really gonna be cold, and guess what? I'ma smut them out and slut them out, and then put them on blast.
Oh yeah. Oh okay.
You so foolish.
But I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass.
And we gonna meet. I'm taking your ass to dinner when you come to New York City, so don't flake out on me. Don't say your BBM wasn't working. Don't
I
say you don't get time. You wanna eat? Alright.
You better come to Dallas.
Huh?
I said you better come to Dallas.
I'll come to Dallas, that's not a problem, but just say your man, it'll be easy though. I don't want your man shooting at me and shit. I live in a
what?
With you.
Ain't nobody finna
shoot at your ass. I don't want to go over to Dallas and get shot at.
Tom, ain't nobody gonna shoot at
your ass. Shit, man, I live in Brooklyn, in the Cashmere shootout, and I don't get shot at.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna play Caprice's Dahlia song. Then we're gonna come back. And
where's Jazzy at? I haven't heard it. Did she bust a nut during that last song? Cause I ain't here.
She hung up. She didn't want to let us hear her.
She hung up. Yeah, she got wet. Yeah, she went to go handle a scandal real quick.
That's all right. I'm gonna dedicate the next song to her. That's all right. Wait a minute. Hold on. What the hell? Y'all got it all over the place. Okay, here goes the song that Dahlia wanted to hear, and then I'm gonna play a song dedicated to all the men and women that are nasty. Well, damn, where is it? Well, this shit don't want to play.
Dahlia could be a phone sex operator part time with that voice. Tell you that right now.
Well, she about to be a Chocolate City phone sex operator.
Yeah, she should. She definitely should. With that voice, what is up? I'm going to be calling off the hook.
Okay, here go her song, I hope.
DJ Chalk. That's you, DJ Chop. You should.
Man.
I like that.
is my song. Did you love it or did you love it?
This is dedicated to all y'all freaky ass people. Right here.
Freaky Fridays.
That's right. Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday, a.k.a. Fetish Friday. What's your fetish?
Food.
She said food. Whipped cream, strawberries.
Hi, I'm your user.
Shut up. Here we go.
I'm breaking.
damn.
That's my joint right there.
I bet it is, nasty ass. I bet it is.
That's definitely on the iPod. DJ Chop, I said it is a world exclusive.
Nah, this is
worldwide exclusive.
Nope.
Baby, let's run away. Get lost in the day. I love that you love what you do. Like any other girl, baby, I'll love you the same. I know you gotta go, DJ's calling you to the stage. Go ahead, baby, do your thing. Honey, complexion, body of a goddess, 22, I'm on the Lexus. Name Alexis, by the way, Texas, big face Rolexes, while she's undressing, man, I'm stressing, she's extremely blessed, extremely blessed, extremely blessed.
around care. My new lady says she leaving me. I'll fuck around care. Plus I got another over there. She been wanting to be with me. Got her in her underwear. Gave her what she want, now she need me. I got one of the coming of a soul. Lingerie all up in my room. I'm amazing, don't you? That one girl I love, I can smell her perfume. No pouring up that. No pouring up that. No pouring up the numbing up. Since you've been away, love's been in my head. In my head, in my head, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm in my head, in my head, in my head. On love, on love. In my head, done looking for love. Cause she took away her love. Fuck around, yeah. My new lady said she leaving me. I'll fuck around, care. Told me that she loved me, yeah. I just give them the scenery. They will never compare to the one still got it. I call her up, but she won't answer. And she knows what I'm looking for. And she knows what I'm looking for. For me, you're not for another. Not for another. Not for me, I'm some, cause I'm not enough. Since you've been away, love's been in my head.
Put my child to sleep. Ugh.
Girl, I gotta go to work in the morning, and then it's one of my homegirls' birthday, and she invited me to her birthday party, and we got the show, but she used to make me a lot of money in my hustling days, and, you know, I think it would be nice to go to the club and put pictures up on Instagram, but it's like one of them clubs you bring your own bottle, so it's not like one of them super pot clubs. So I don't want to put things up on Instagram and motherfuckers be like, what the fuck? Shock, really? But I'm going to just, like, have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because I might just push the show. Do you have to work tomorrow?
You said you might what?
I might push the show up. Instead of doing it at 9:30, I might do a little earlier. You got to work tomorrow?
That's cool. Yeah. No, I'm off. That's cool.
Because I get off at 4.
Okay. I'm not doing anything tomorrow, so.
Well, you know, I had some DJs to send some mixes and stuff, and DJs are funny because it's like, they always complain about not getting support from the radio and all this other shit like that. Then, when you give these ratchet motherfuckers the opportunity to have their shit played, they want to drag ass.
Yeah. Well.
You know me. I'll go on live mixtapes and play some shit from there and be like, fuck a DJ.
I feel you.
I'm really excited about Sunday.
Me too. I love being able to slow it down a bit, take it slow.
Yeah, like, it's this, if you go on thattiff.com, it's this tape thing called Between the Sheets. It's like 7 volumes. Oh, my gosh.
Did he get me?
That mixtape is something serious. I have them on my laptop. And it's like a mixture of old school, new school songs you have not heard in a while.
Okay.
And I really like that. I would like to give a big shout out to L Black for dropping by and listening to us. He probably,
yes, he's crazy too.
Yes, his dick probably hard. The drag in the studio, so I can't fuss at him because he's doing what he's supposed to do. That's in the booth making great music. I'd like to thank Dahlia for riding the chocolate wave and coming through with being on time because she has a lot of time. I'd like to thank Jazzy for popping up. And,
It's on.
It's crazy. Big shout out to Shoe Cakes. They said come to Florida and they got me. They got some hot ass sneakers. don't tempt me because I will come to Florida. Like, for real.
They have nice shoes?
Huh?
You said they have nice shoes?
Yes. He got a pair of fucking Nikes that are, like, out of this world. Yesterday I brought some Trailwinds, I want to say. They black and red. And today when I'm out, I saw some black and a pair of black thongs and a pair of red thongs. So I had to get them. So the next time I do my photo shoot, my sneakers and drawers will match. It seems like people love me in drawers and sneakers. So, you know, I got to give the people what they want. You know how I do.
Okay.
Yeah, my Instagram been popping all fucking day. Because I did what people asked me to do.
I need to be on Instagram a little more, but I don't.
I'm trying.
I'll be glad when I get another phone because my camera's broke on this one, so I can't. I can only take pictures from a different angle, and it's just stupid. I want a new phone with a flash on it.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
I seen that iPhone 5. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I told my kids a couple of days ago, like, okay, you know what? Y'all might as well go ahead and unask the iPhone because I'm getting ready to get them another phone, and get my iPhone back.
I like iPhones. I mean, they're cool, but I don't know. I'm team Android. I'm happy.
I mean, I got it, so I have to use it or whatever. But,
yeah.
Cause
I just like being able to customize, like, my Android to, like, how I want it. Like, right now, you know, like, all my apps are colored. My text messaging is, you know, like, it's colored. But with the iPhone, you pretty much have to, like, buy everything like that. And
Girl, I don't buy shit. Like, everything that I basically just got it for Instagram because mm-hmm. he's been fussing at me and all in my ear about getting a damn Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being on Instagram and stuff. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm listening to them, you know, not to stroke their ego, but because they know what the hell they're talking about. And today has been one of them days I've been, like, super busy on here because I don't get on there that much or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
it's just like, I don't know. I like it. It's fun, especially when the people are, like, very receptive to you and everything like that.
Right.
So, I'm going to be using more of it. And then also, I started a Chocolate City Hood Environment Radio Instagram page. So I need to, you know, start posting pictures to that.
Okay. And I'll start sending you pictures so you can just post them.
Okay. That would be perfect. So, you know, people can sit there and see what's going on and, you know, like, have a good time.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to make some changes around here. So people
That's
can oh shit, I like this, you know. It's gonna be quite interesting. Yuck Mouth was supposed to be on today, but he had a video shoot. So they asked if we schedule.
Oh, Yuck Mouth, yeah.
And I was like, of course. So we got him coming through next Friday. I already got everything that I need to run and promote the show.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to do. We're going to have a good time next week. Like, a real good time.
Cool.
So I'm going to text you tomorrow and let you know what time, but I'm going to text you on some other shit tonight. So,
I love juicy stuff. I love when you tell me that. I get so excited inside.
I bet you do.
You know what? But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
matter of fact, you know what? I gotta do this. I'm gonna play this one song to take us out, and then I'm gonna we're gonna call it a night. I haven't played this in a while. So Celebration by Dragon, and this is our last song of the night. Thank you for riding the wave with Chalk Money and Dahlia, and we'll be back tomorrow for our Saturday mix show.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation, ambition, street intuition. I have
my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I did all the kicking. I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I gotta walk up in the club till every dollar's paid. Yeah, VIP style, bring them bottles by the case. And yeah, I bring them freaks out, swear to God, Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. But niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race the airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living. They don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting. They ain't talking what I'm talking. They ain't bout it. Let's go. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La la da day. Catch your body, shoddy spray. Hey, John Gotti ways. I am the modern day. Hey, and by the way, every day's a holiday. Hey, you had the game. You can say goodbye today. Hey. If you can front it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you gon' front me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense. And the only nigga scoring, yeah. And by the way, I should shoddy, not a K, ay. But I said it backwards, I really should've said a AK. La 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 day, get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga, fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon-fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.